As Democrats sort out a crowded primary for governor, it's given Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany a window to introduce himself to voters on his own terms. With the help of millions of dollars in TV ads, Tiffany has presented himself as a folksy everyman. But he's one of the most conservative members of Congress and a steadfast ally of President Donald Trump. In our first of a series of profiles in the governor's race, WPR's Rich Kramer has this report.
On a warm summer evening, a couple hundred Republicans gather at the Elderberry Manor Wedding Barn in West Bend. They're attending an event put on by the Tiffany for Governor campaign, dubbed Freedom Fest, celebrating America's 250th anniversary. The smell of barbecue fills the air. Kids get their faces painted, and people play cornhole, throwing beanbags at targets emblazoned with Old Glory. The Red Barn is adorned with strategically placed campaign signs and a giant American flag. And the crowd erupts when Tom Tiffany rounds the corner.
Hey, are you fired up for America 250?
Yeah! Tiffany's speech recounts his childhood with six siblings on a western Wisconsin dairy farm, a period he calls a blessing. He hails the role of Wisconsin's farms, forests, and factories building the nation and praises earlier generations for defending it in time of war. Tiffany warns of the rise of socialism within the Democratic Party and says it's time for him and his fellow conservatives to lead by winning. Once they do, he says it's time to reform state government.
We should end the 400-year property tax increase, shouldn't we?
You betcha!
We should audit every state agency to root out fraud and waste, shouldn't we?
You betcha!
And we should not allow China to buy a single acre of farmland here in Wisconsin.
Tiffany was endorsed by President Donald Trump in January, and that effectively cleared the GOP field. It has spared Tiffany from the kind of costly and nasty primary Republicans faced in the last governor's race, the kind that Democrats are starting to experience right now. Veteran Republican consultant Mark Grawl has known Tiffany for around 25 years. He calls him authentic and a regular guy. Grawl says having a clear path to the primary in November is a really big deal.
He's had a bit of an advantage over the last couple months as Democrats try to sort out their jungle primary, where he's kind of been on his own and can just tell people who he is and what he stands for and what he believes in a way without sort of the noise of the bigger campaign going on around him.
Tiffany's ads are pure Wisconsin. They feature him in a bar, on a dairy farm, and tending a dam. But as critics say, they belie the real Tom Tiffany. Dale Schultz was a fellow Republican state senator when the legislature passed a bill to clear the way for a massive iron mine in northern Wisconsin in 2013. Schultz opposed that bill. Tiffany sponsored it.
I remember a guy who was pretty mean, pretty heartless.
Since he was elected to Congress in 2020, Tiffany has racked up a lengthy conservative voting record. A national index of bipartisanship lists him as one of the least likely members to work across the aisle. On January 6th of 2021, Tiffany objected to counting election results showing Trump lost Pennsylvania and Arizona. He said he would have done the same for Wisconsin. But that vote never happened after Trump supporters violently stormed the U.S. Capitol. This year, Democrats have tied him to Trump's economic policies, dubbing him Tariff Tom Tiffany. He has stuck with Trump on everything. But the Cook Political Report's Jessica Taylor says Republicans like Tiffany have little choice.
Trump doesn't let Republicans have any daylight. If you criticize him in any way, it's going to be more detrimental to you because he's going to go after you, and that could hurt you with the base.
Still, Taylor says with Trump's approval ratings hitting historic lows this year, sticking with the president might hurt Tiffany this fall. During an interview after his Freedom Fest speech, Tiffany disputed that idea.
I think Democrats will be making a serious mistake in just making this race about Donald Trump, because we're going to make it about the state of Wisconsin. And that's ultimately what people want to hear.
It's a message he's been allowed to deliver virtually unopposed for now. Once the primary is over, people will get to see Tiffany through a different lens as Democrats spend tens of millions of dollars attacking him. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.